Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. In this Masechet, we'll talk about damage that was caused and the compensation for that loss. The entity that causes the damage is called the Mazik. That's the one responsible to pay for the damages that were caused, and the one who collects for the loss is called the Nizak. The Torah gives us Arba'a Avot Nezikim, four different primary categories that are mentioned in the Torah of types of damage that this Mishnah will go through. Each one of them also includes Toladot, outgrowths, or damages that are derived from each one of these four primary categories. Mishnah says, Arba'a Avot Nezikim, there are four different primary damagers. Number one, Hashor, the ox. The ox causes damage with its feet as it moves, as it walks. This is also known as regel, foot, where damage done by an animal while it's walking or while it's moving. A tolada of this would be if an animal has it's walking by down a street and its hair gets caught into an object, and that object is now thrown to the floor by the hair, by the movement of that animal, and now that damage happens because of the hair. That's a tolada. Number two, vehabor, a pit. A pit is a hole in the ground where people or an animal could fall into, and it could cause them damage, which is the fundamental over here. It's damage done by an obstacle that doesn't move, that's passive, that stays in place. A tolada of that would be if someone spits onto the floor, that spit is there on the floor, and somebody slips on it, and they get damaged. Number three, the tooth of an animal. Damage done by an animal as it's deriving pleasure, as it's enjoying something. The shen, the tooth of an animal that it's eating something, for example, it's deriving pleasure from it, but it causes damage at the same time. A tolada of this would be an animal who goes to scratch its back and breaks a wall as it's scratching. That damage would be part of the shen, part of the mav'eh category. Number four, v'ha-hev'er, fire. Fire burns on property. Esh, damage that's done by something that's left in one spot and then a natural force blows it to another spot and causes damage to the place that it travels to. A tolada of this would be if somebody has a stone that left on the roof and the wind blew it off and it damaged somebody else's property. That is an example of hev'er. The four avot nezikim that we're mentioning over here, there's one more that's called keren, where damage done by an animal with the intention of damaging. Keren means horn. It tries to do something and cause a problem. It is something where it causes damage in an intentional way. We don't mention this because we only mention the types of damages that are normal behavior. Keren is not normal behavior for most animals, but if an animal does get into a habit and we notice that it repeats itself over and over again, then it would be liable the same way that these other avot would be liable. In general, when it's keren, we don't make it pay the full price. It's only the half of the damage that it causes. We're also only mentioning here damage done by a outside force, not a human being. We're not talking about a adam hamazik, a person who damages, which we'll talk about at some point in the masechet. The Mishnah now goes into why we need to mention each one of these four avot nezikim. Maybe a person could think that if I only mentioned a few of them, I could learn out one of the others. Why do we have to specifically mention all four of them? Why can't we learn them out from each other? Mishnah says, Lo hare hashor ke hare hamav'eh, the ox that damages when it walks through regel is different than the tooth, which is the damage that's done through shen, through deriving pleasure in eating. The difference between the two is that an animal normally walks through property. Regel is something that normally happens. Shor is the normal way of the world. It walks through another person's property and it causes damage sometimes. As opposed to shen, when talking about eating, an animal doesn't normally do that. An animal is usually fed by its master, by its owner, and it only eats when it's hungry. So if the Torah only told us about the damage of regil, the damage done through walking, that's common behavior, I would think, only common behavior is the responsibility of the owner of this animal to guard from damage. But when talking about non-normal behavior, things that are out of the norm, you can't really expect the owner to watch his animal from eating. That's not something that he expects to do. So therefore, the Torah has to tell us that eating shen is the responsibility of the owner to prevent that type of damage. Ve'lo hareha mav'eh kareha hashor. And the tooth, which is damage done through eating, is different than the damage done like a regular ox through walking. The difference is that an animal benefits when it eats the property of another, because now the owner doesn't have to feed his animal anymore. But when talking about damage that the owner does not benefit from, which is the walking through another person's property and causing damage by knocking something down, for example, if the Torah didn't tell us about that, if the Torah only told us that the damage of eating is the responsibility of the owner, we'll say, it's the responsibility of the owner because he benefits from it. So that's the one that he would have to be responsible for. But the damage done by walking, where the owner gains no benefit whatsoever, that's not the responsibility of the owner of that animal. So to make sure that this mistake, this misunderstanding doesn't happen, the Torah tells us straight out that walking, regel, is also a damage that the owner is responsible for. Velo zevaze sheyesh bahen ruach hayim kahareh ha'esh she'en bo ruach hayim. And we're talking about the ox and the tooth. Those first two that we mentioned, the mav'eh and the shor, or the shor and the mav'eh, both of them have life. They're living creatures. They're not like fire, which has no life. So if we didn't mention fire, but we mentioned both of these, ox and the tooth, what would a person think? That, only when it comes to a living animal, there's a responsibility on the owner to make sure that it doesn't damage. He has to watch over it very carefully because these animals have a life of their own. They can move on a dime or whichever direction they want, and they could cause damage in an unexpected way. But when it comes to fire, fire doesn't have a mind of its own. It's not super careless to leave a fire without supervision because it can choose to go wherever it wants. It happens to spread. But you could argue that you'd be exempt from paying for the damage of fire because maybe it wasn't your responsibility as the owner, because it's not something that you're obligated to watch in a very strict way. Therefore, if the Torah only told us about the animal damages, which is, like we mentioned, shor and mav'eh, the ox, which damages through walking, and the mav'eh, which is damaged through eating, I wouldn't learn out ish. Because ish, I would think maybe I don't have to pay for damages by fire because it doesn't have a mind of its own. And therefore the Torah needed to tell us specifically the example of ish, of fire. Velo ze vaze shedarkan lelech ulhazik. Kahare habor she'en darko lelech ulhazik. And the animals, which take up two of the avot, which is shor and mav'eh, those two and the one of ish are unique in the fact that they move around and damage. They don't stay in one place. They have to be watched very, very carefully because they have a tendency to move around and spread. So if we only mention those three, I may think that bor, which is a hole in the ground, that wouldn't be the responsibility, a pit in the ground, the responsibility of the owner to make sure that that doesn't cause damage. Why? Because that doesn't move around. So I would think that it's not the responsibility of the owner of that pit. Therefore, in order to undo that faulty thinking, the Torah has to tell us specifically that the owner has to pay for the damage done by a pit. It has to mention that because it's different, because it's passive. It doesn't move, so different than the other three avot that we mentioned. We mentioned all of these different types of avot hanezikim, these primary damagers that a person has to pay if he causes damage through them. They have some common characteristics. Hasad hashaveh shebahen, shedarkan lehazik, ushmiratan alecha. The common characteristic behind them is that they tend to do damage. They could hurt. They could cause difficulty and problem to property or other people. Ushmiratan alecha. The responsibility of watching them is on the owner of them. It's on you. He owns or he created them. Therefore, he has a responsibility to make sure that they don't cause damage. And if he does, ukeshehizik, if they do cause damage, one of these four that we mentioned, hav hamazik leshalem tashlum enezek bemitav ha'adif, the damager, the person who is responsible for guarding one of these four things, has to pay the damages, and he has to pay the damages from metav ha'adif. As the Torah tells us, a person's land could be divided up in many different ways. There's high quality land, low quality land, and medium quality land. A person, as the Torah tells us, if he chooses to pay a person for damage through land, he has to give him high quality land. He can't give him a low quality land.